6 to 9. Smile 90.4 FM.
Relationship red flags. Red flags. Red flags. Waking up and someone's staring at you. Hey?
And they go like
psychotic eyes.
Yeah, and they go, I just love watching you sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Favorite part is when you sleep and I watch you.
The problem is when you see the red flags and you tell yourself it's a carnival.
I think the older you get, I don't know if it's the fussier you become or the more set in your ways. So when you stay by yourself, Rick Schroeder, and you don't, haven't been in a relationship. How long has it been that you've been in a relationship?
Sure. It's three, four years.
What? You are so caught in your ways.
Yeah. But red flags, chip nails.
Oh. Dirty feet.
Yeah.
Petty, I know, but.
Dirty heels. And I'm the one to speak because
He's in pluckies.
I'm in pluckies. Pluckies give you bad heels, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, pluckies do.
Rick, if you think you've been single long, I've been single for probably over 10 years now, so I'm definitely set in my ways. I was meant to go out on a date with this guy, and he was very insistent that I wear stockings and high heels on the date. And at first I thought nothing about it, and I thought, oh, okay, I can do this. It's like if you're taking me to a place that, you know, requires that kind of dressing up, then I'm fine. And then when I heard he wanted to take me, I was like, no, that doesn't require that kind of dressing up. And he was so insistent. And then I was like, nope, that's okay. I'm not doing this.
More Imran and Span, Hanik here. Ek wil net sê, die ding wat vir my 'n red flag is van die begin af, vriende, verhoudings, al daai goed, as iemand sê, jou handjie is baie koud, jou daggie moet lekker wees, jou kosie smaak lekker, die teetjies moet in die koppietjie wees, ek wil in my broekie bolle wanneer dit gebeur, maak nie saak of dit 'n man of 'n vrou is, dan hardloop ek so ver wat ek kan, want ek weet my gesig lieg nooit.
Well, I used to date a guy, and during the relationship, his mom would randomly pitch up at my home, stand in front of the house, and then text me, can you chat quickly? So I would go out, and she would ask me to get into the car. We would drive one block away. She'd park the car, and then we'd just chat about her son and how good he is. And
what?
Yeah, it was strange and scary.
Yes.
And even after we broke up, she would still come to my house and text me. And in fact, I would just stop answering the phone.
Yes.
Because in the beginning, I thought it was sweet. And then it just started getting, ugh.
That is a bit creepy. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, Marzon. I would do one of those pretend I'm not home moves. You know, when someone's at your door and they're like, are you there? I know you're there. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not here.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo,
But you learn. As soon as the mother-in-law asked for my number, I just bolt.
You bolt. Then you know. Here we go.
Yeah.
We got some issues here.
For life.
Yo. And was he, I mean, because clearly mom was obviously still, I mean, obsessed with her son. And him as a guy, was he, when he was all right, though? What's on? Say no more.
Red flag, not for me, but my brother. Both my brother and myself were tubby boys. And my brother was dating a girl who was quite small and quite slender, and she bought him some pants. And he said, oh, these are a bit small. And he said he'll have to go and replace them. And she said, maybe you could grow into them. In other words, lose weight. Anyway, one of those red flags, I think, when someone dates you but wants you to change.
This was quite a while ago, but I went out with a chap who, on the face of it, was Prince Charming, and everybody thought he was fantastic. And after about 3 weeks of going out, he wanted to take me clothes shopping. There was no special occasion or anything, he just wanted to, which I thought was quite sweet, until he said to me, if we're walking down the road, I want everybody to see, oh, look at that guy's hot girlfriend. And I thought, well, isn't about me or spoiling me. This is about you wanting to stroke your own ego.
Yeah.
But I'm not the 10-inch heel, mini skirt, spend 2 hours on your hair every morning type of girl. So I don't think the clothes I picked were to his liking. So, yeah, that didn't end well, and it ended quite quickly after
Hasta
that.
La vista, baby.
So I met this guy, and we decided to hook up, and our first date, we're going out. He says to me, oh, we can only go out for one day this week because my mom needs me on another day. I'm like, but, you know, surely we shouldn't have to be tied down by your mom. Anyway, so I was like, okay, cool, we'll just take a break. The next time, he's like, it's not going to work out. My mom says, you are in here, Jack, and you're yes, Methodist.
No.
I was like, red flags was flashing. And his door was smashing behind him.
That is my mom's mommy's boys.
I'm a mommy's boy. My husband's a mommy's boy, and you know what? I thank her for that.
Yes.
Because she said, right, yes, you can take mommy's boy and go and start your business. I tried giving him back, and she wouldn't take him. I was like, damn, I'm stuck for life.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan and Connor Breakfast Show.